Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, July 6th, 2023. I'm your host, Chance Miller. Leading off today, Shazam, the music recognition app owned by Apple, has rolled out a new feature that lets you look up or tag a song you discovered in another app. This means that starting today, Shazam can identify music playing in other apps like TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram. Apple explains, quote, simply open Shazam, tap the blue button, and switch back to the app you are using. The feature should be useful for more than just identifying what song is playing in another app. You can tag a song to automatically add it to your Shazam playlist, and the app keeps a log of what you've tagged previously. This is yet another example of Apple's continued investment into Shazam since acquiring the company a few years ago. For instance, Apple, when it acquired Shazam, integrated music recognition directly in Control Center on iOS for super fast access to tagging and recognizing songs. The company has also used data from Shazam to power features in Apple Music, such as concert set lists and playlists based on what's popular. You can learn more and download Shazam for your iPhone at the link in the show notes below. In other news today, a new analyst report says that the iPhone 15 series is on track to enter mass production in August, with Apple targeting around 84 million units for the second half of the year. This is an increase of about 12% compared to the iPhone 14 builds last year, suggesting that Apple thinks demand will be strong. But the analyst note, which comes from Jeff Poo, also suggests that the iPhone 15 Pro Max will be priced higher than the iPhone 14 Pro Max. Currently, the iPhone 14 Pro Max starts at $1,099. Today's report doesn't specify just how big of a price increase we'll see this year, but this shouldn't really be too surprising, since rumors suggest that the 15 Pro Max will have exclusive features not found on the 15 Pro. For instance, the iPhone 15 Pro Max will offer a periscope lens, which will result in higher range optical zoom than seen on any previous iPhone, but this periscope lens is not expected to come to the 15 Pro. Today's report also says that the iPhone 16 will use new Meta Lens technology for the proximity sensor, a change that could help Apple drastically reduce the size of the Face ID sensor while also improving performance. But for now, the focus is on the iPhone 15. Apple is expected to announce its new lineup in the fall, likely at a media event in September, with release dates also sometime that month. And last but not least today, Meta has officially launched Threads, its new microblogging social network that aims to compete directly with Twitter. Threads is available as a new app on iPhone, but it exists under the branding and structure of Instagram, which allows users to log in with their Instagram account and find their friends more easily, helping reduce some of the friction of signing up for a new social media platform. The app gives you the option to import all of your profile information from Instagram. You can also choose to automatically follow all of your Instagram friends, or you can opt to manually follow certain people to use this as sort of a reset of your social media connections. Threads offers a basic rundown of features that you'd expect from a text-focused social network, including things like the ability to quote a post, repost something, share pictures and video, and more. But there are some features lacking, such as an iPad app, access via the web, or direct messages. Meta says, however, that it's working to make updates to Threads as quickly as possible. The app appears to be off to a very hot start, with Mark Zuckerberg saying that over 30 million people have already signed up for Threads. Elon Musk and Twitter have responded by sending a threatening letter to Mark Zuckerberg and Meta, threatening to sue the company over Threads and similarities to Twitter. But for the time being, you can download Threads at the link in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode and another week of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. We'll be off tomorrow, but back on Monday for a new week of Apple News. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads, Mastodon, or Instagram at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back on Monday for a new week of 9to5mac Daily.